Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, I was asking you if you were going to support England or Scotland tonight, 51551. By God, a Scot in Meath says all good Paddies will be supporting Scotland, surely. The Scots and the Irish are the same people. So says a Scot in Meath. Sarah, another Sarah, says, text the programme 51551 to say, supporting Scotland as I'm Scottish but living in Donegal for 21 years. The flag is flying outside tonight, she says. And one more, George McClafferty in Ashford. It says, I support England. The Scots are the ones who gave us the DUP. Well, whatever about that. I think our Sarah is supporting England tonight. 51551. I'll move on quickly before she gets a chance to get back in. Anyway, on Monday, the Eireachtas Committee on Agriculture is to discuss a proposal to invite the Irish Horse Racing Regulatory Board to a meeting following claims made by trainer Jim Bulger that performance-enhancing drugs are being used in sport. Mr. Bulger claimed there will be a Lance Armstrong in Irish racing in an interview with Paul Kimmage in last week's Sunday Independent. Now, Fine Gael TD Paul Keogh has written to the chair of the committee asking for the trainer's accusations to be examined. And Paul Keogh joins me now on the line. You're very welcome indeed, Paul, to the programme.
Good evening, Cormac, and to your listeners.
Before we get into the committee meeting on Monday, what did you make of what Jim Bulger had to say?
Cormac, I was told something back earlier this year by someone who was involved in the industry, but I had no evidence to go to the Eireachtas Committee, which I am a member of. But when I read Jim Bulger's article or interview on Sunday's Independent by Paul Kimmage, I was horrified, and some of the issues that were raised with me earlier in the year repeated itself within that article.
So you had heard allegations like this before?
Well, I won't say similar allegations, but definitely not to the depth that Jim Bulger went into. Jim Bulger is a renowned trainer, and for Jim Bulger to come out and to speak about a profession, a sport that he loves so well in such a public way, and a sport that he has been involved in all his life. Well, I believe then that this issue has to be seriously examined.
And which is why you've written to the committee, the Agriculture Committee.
Absolutely.
What did you ask of them?
Well, what I've asked, but when I seen then that there was another trainer, Ger Lyons from Kildare, had the courage and a conviction to come out to support Jim Bulger, on Wednesday I decided to do this. So what I am asking, I've written to the Agricultural Committee, to the chairman, Jackie Cahill. And what I'm asking for is that the Irish Horse Racing Regulatory Board, Irish Horse Racing Ireland, the Department of Agriculture, and any trainer who wants to come before the Eireachtas Committee. But I don't believe just bringing in the Irish Horse Racing Regulatory Board. I believe we have to bring in Horse Racing Ireland, the Department of Agriculture. Horse racing is...
Did you say leading trainers as well?
Well, if a trainer wishes to come in, or whoever wants to come in before the committee, and that will be up to the committee members to decide that. But what concerns me here is that there's millions of taxpayers listening to us this evening, and the Horse Racing Ireland benefit from millions of euros of taxpayers' money, which I support, my government supports, and I have always supported for the years that I have been in politics, and I've always looked for an increase in that funding. But what I don't want to see, Cormac, is we've seen what happened to the Irish greyhound industry and the negative publicity that that has gotten over the last number of years, which I'm a supporter of as well, and have supported taxpayers' money going into that organisation. And that has to rebuild from the ground up. And I do not want to see the Irish horse racing industry going down the Swanee.
What you are proposing then is a major investigation, a major doping investigation into the entire horse racing industry in Ireland.
absolutely, Cormac. And like when you see HRI bringing new regulations earlier this year, and I quote from Brian Kavanagh, who is the CEO of that organisation, where he said, "There is no place in Ireland's world-renowned racing industry. All in industry bodies are committed to zero tolerance in the area of drug and enhancement drugs into the and that they're committed to further testing."
Well, indeed, but what we have at the moment are simply allegations. There is nothing founded, and there is nobody convicted of anything yet, obviously. But do you think even rising the allegations or outlining them, does that cause reputational damage to a very lucrative industry in Ireland?
It is a very lucrative industry in Ireland, and the reason why I'm raising this this issue is because I want it to remain a very lucrative industry in Ireland. And as a concerned, I have a huge interest in horse racing. I have for many years. And as a concerned citizen of this country who happens to be a member of Parliament, who happens to be a member of the Oireachtas Committee, I feel that it is my duty to bring this to the attention of the committee and to have some of the issues that have been raised by Jim Bulger and supported by Ger Lines, that these are further investigated and that we make sure that we have a very strong horse racing industry here in Ireland
and that they
are fully investigated.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon about it, I'm sure. Paul Keogh, Fine Gael TD for Wexford and member of the Oireachtas Agriculture Committee. Thank you very much indeed. Lots of texts coming our way. 51551, we'll take a quick break.